Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Heather Holloman, crew volunteer, author, and associate teaching professor at Penn State. Heather, fear often holds us back from sharing about Jesus, our reason for hope. And yet God calls each of us to live a sent life, no matter what our personality may be. Would you briefly tell us about that?
Yes, part of the joy of understanding that your identity in Christ is really that you're sent. We know that God's always at work to draw people to himself. He uses us to lead people to Jesus, and he's always inviting us into the work of evangelism. Those are kind of the core principles that we read through Scripture. And we know that God has sent us, so we don't need to be afraid. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing. And I love thinking about how the number one way Jesus describes the Father in the book of John is the Father who sent me. So imagine how amazing that is by the time you get to John 20:21, where Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So that helps me when I feel afraid. I just say, I don't need to worry about this. This is what God is doing. I'm just being present, available, and allowing God to move through my life to bless other people.
You know, I think so many times evangelism overwhelms us, and you kind of have whittled it down and made it step-by-step simple for all of us. You mentioned the importance of noticing others and asking questions. How do these simple steps develop relationships and the habit of making disciples?
Well, one of your best skills as someone, you know, even just developing as a professional person, is the art of interpersonal curiosity. And that just means that you're curious about people. Scripture talks about in Philippians taking an interest in other people, valuing them above yourselves. But a lot of people aren't curious. They don't ask people questions about their lives. So how would you ever have the opportunity to talk about the Lord if you're never in a genuine conversation with other people? So in my book called Sent, Living a Life That Invites Others to Jesus, I talk about some of my favorite questions rooted in interpersonal curiosity. And they're so easy. You can just say to a friend that you're getting to know, well, I'm a Christian. I'm really curious. What does your spiritual tradition say about Jesus? Is one of my favorite questions. That question alone led my Hindu neighbor to receive Christ. And she not only led her husband, but also her two children to the Lord, because that question made her think, well, I don't know. What do I believe about Jesus? And you can just ask people, how are you handling the stress of COVID-19? Or how are you handling this thing? And then when they share with you, they'll often say, what about you? How are you taking care of yourself? And you can easily share what God's teaching you in the Bible, things you're praying about. It is so easy to talk about the Lord, and people want to hear about Jesus. Nobody has ever said, Heather, please stop talking about Jesus.
Powerful. God's word tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
Yes.
Heather, what tips do you have for each of us to craft our own story of a changed life so we're ready to share?
Well, that's such a good question, because a lot of people think they need seminary training or they need to have all the theological answers. And so that's what keeps people from talking about Jesus. They're afraid that they're going to get a question that they can't answer. But guess what? If someone asks you something and you don't know the answer, and remember, I'm a professor at Penn State, so it's embarrassing for me, but guess what? The best thing I can say is, I don't know the answer to your question. Can we look at this together? You never need to be afraid to say, I don't know. Let's go find this together. So the best thing you can do is prepare what I call your top three stories of personal transformation, meaning your best tool besides your great questions is just to have the stories of God at work in your life. I always have three good stories. The story of God rescuing me, that's my salvation story. The story of God really maturing me. I wrote a whole book on Ephesians 2:6, which is my biggest story of transformation. And then I tell a story of God's provision and how he's used Psalm 5:3 to start my prayer journal. And that verse says, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. And I just have been telling so many neighbors about God's work in my life through the prayer journal. Now, those are really easy, quick stories that I tell about what God's doing in my life, and that's a great way to begin living your sent life.
Excellent. While we may get to the place where we have done the preparation and sharing, what's the other vital thing we need to remember?
Well, just relying on the Holy Spirit. When I was part of the largest missions organization in the world to begin my evangelism training, and that was with Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now CRU. And I'll never forget what their founder, Bill Bright, said about evangelism. He said, evangelism is sharing your faith in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. So just ask the Holy Spirit to direct your attention today to people in your life that don't yet know Him. Take steps of faith to begin talking about spiritual things. And then, again, leave the results to God. You're cooperating with God. You're not trying to win people over everywhere you go. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the Holy Spirit. And so the other thing you can do is we call it the 7 ways to pray for people who don't yet know Jesus. So just to develop a rich prayer life. The scripture gives us all sorts of ways we can pray for people who don't yet know Him. And my favorite way to pray for them is that God would open the eyes of their heart so they would know Jesus. And I also like praying from Colossians 4 that God would open a door for the message of the gospel.
That's author and associate teaching professor Heather Holloman. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.